time for the power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your power scripture of the week. This week we look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. And Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out. You are the light of the world, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Now this is an interesting description. Why did he call Christians salt and light? Well, let's look at both of them. First of all, when you think of salt, you think of seasoning. Almost everything we eat or drink has some salt in it. Without salt, most things will not taste very good. But it goes much deeper than that. Our bodies contain about 8 ounces of salt, and it's an essential component of life. And salt is as important as water. We can die from too little salt as we could from not having enough water. We need it to live. And so it is. As a messenger of the gospel, we bring with us a message of life. Like salt, we need Jesus to live. That is, to have everlasting life. Christians are called to be that salt. In other words, we are called to bring that element that everyone needs to live. The message and truth of Jesus Christ and the salvation available to all who receive his gift of love from the cross. But again, as Jesus pointed out, what good does it do if the salt has no flavor? No one will want it. Think about how that applies to our lives and how we share the gospel. Next, Jesus calls us the light of the world. I think this one is self-explanatory. Jesus is that light in the midst of darkness. And of course, Christians are called to bring that message of hope. We are called to share with them God's love. We are called to show them that there is light in the midst of their darkness. That through Christ, they can see hope again. That they can see a bigger picture on what this world has to offer. That is being the light. And lastly, I once heard a good point about this passage that I would like to share. If we put too much salt on our food, it will taste bitter. Also, have you ever been in a dark room for a long time and then someone just turns on the overhead lights? It hurts your eyes, right? Well, sharing the gospel can be a lot like that if we're not mindful of where people are at. We cannot shove the whole Bible down their throat and expect people to receive it. Too much salt or light at one time will not be received well. Rather, little doses at a time work best. Now, I'm not saying to water it down or not be bold. Not at all. Be bold. We need more boldness out there and less mamby-pamby Christianity. But be wise also. Think about how you present the gospel. Is it in a manner that can be easily received if they want it? Or is it too salty and no one can stand a taste? And yes, let your light shine. But remember, the light is so that people can see, not be blinded. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men that they may see and glorify your Father in heaven." If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.